The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I want to go back tonight to the topic that we had started a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and that is the topic of shaitan. The aim for today, and inshallah in the next lecture that we'll have next Wednesday, is to look at some of the tricks that shaitan uses. Right now, we have to obviously realize that the number of ways in which shaitan will attack us are infinite, right? So we can't go through all the possible tricks. We just have to be on guard at all times. But I think one of the points we have to understand about the tricks of shaitan is that shaitan is very subtle in the way that he tricks us, right? So it's not that a person's going to be sinless and then sinful the way we turn from one side to another on the bed. Like, it's a gradual progression from being a person who is wholesome and good to a person who's now part of the party of shaitan. It's a very smooth, I would say, transition. And shaitan's very slick at that, right? He's very good at that. And this is what's known as the khutuwatu shaitan, right? The steps of shaitan. So it's not just that shaitan is dragging us, but shaitan slowly and gradually takes us down a path that he would be happy with. And this is what Allah warns us about constantly. For example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, indeed he is your manifest enemy. Like, the footsteps of shaitan appear long before the sin, we can say, right? That's the way God, for example, when he says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, do not come close to zina. He doesn't say don't do zina, don't even come close to zina. That means the first step, which could be befriending somebody that could one day lead to that problem, is what shaitan first introduces us to, right? And so it's that understanding that long before the sin, shaitan's kind of got his hooks in us, you know, and he's just gradually pulling us along until he's gotten us. The first trick of shaitan that we discussed in the first lecture was an attack on believers, and that is to make us doubt in our acts of ibadat, right? And we covered that in the first lecture, and you can go back and you can find that, where now God says, ignore your doubt, but I want to give the best version to God. So I said, it's okay, I'll ignore what God says and I'll do, repeat my prayer. I'll repeat this dhikr. And what we don't realize is that at that time I picked shaitan over God, right? Because God told us to forget it, ignore it. I'm okay with what you give me, right? As long as you know what you're doing. So that's the first trick, and that's a trick that we want to just never forget, especially because it's for believers. The next three that we'll talk about today, number one, that shaitan, one of the tricks of shaitan is to make us feel as though we are the center of the universe, right? That this was Iblis's downfall, right? Iblis's downfall was what? When he felt himself superior to the creation of Adam, because he placed himself at the center of the universe, right? That arrogance, that vanity that Iblis had, is what ultimately led to Iblis's destruction, right? And Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about this in Nahjul Balagha in sermon number 192, Khutbatul Qasi'a. It's a very powerful khutbah in which he goes into a lot of detail about shaitan and then the relationship between God and shaitan. But he then describes that اِعْتَرَضَتْهُ الْحَمِيَّةِ فَافْتَخَرَ عَلَىٰ آدَمْ بِخَلْقِ. He said his vanity stood in the way. Consequently, he felt proud over Adam by virtue of his creation, and he boasted over him on account of his origin. Thus, he says, the enemy of Allah is the leader of those who boast and who are, he is the forerunner of the vain. Like, what is Imam saying? Anytime I feel a sense of superiority over anyone else, I am following in the footsteps of Shaitan. Anytime I feel like my happiness is more important than what God says, I am a follower of the footsteps of Shaitan. This is a really important point. But if you think about it, like, you know, like the hooks that Shaitan puts in us happens very innocently, right? Because in life, what will happen is that, you know, like, so from one side, we are always taught, this is your life, right? You live once, YOLO, right? Like, you have to do what makes you happy. And so these ideas are there. The society teaches us these ideas, right? But obviously, we know from another perspective that as believers, our job is not to please ourselves. We understand that, right? But you know where the difficulty comes? The difficulty is so it happens so beautifully in a way. Now, beautiful is the wrong word, yeah? It happens so innocently, I would say, right? Like, you know, in life, we will do that which makes us happy, right? I will eat that which makes me happy, right? I will watch something that will make me happy. I will go on a vacation that will make me happy, right? So the places I go, the things that I eat, the things that I watch will be different than the things you eat and you watch and you go, because we all are going to do things that make us happy. And while we do the things that make us happy, what we realize is that I am happy when I'm happy. Do you understand? Like, I feel good when I'm happy. And so now seeking my happiness is the ultimate goal of every action that I do, right? Very smooth, right? This is how life works, right? And so what will happen is that that will slowly translate into my everyday relationship. So like my happiness is the central motivator of every action. So for example, like we'll go out, we'll plan a dinner as a family, but I will trump and say, no, I want to go to this restaurant because my happiness is at that restaurant. It's forget what everybody else thinks, but my happiness is stuck at this place. And so my happiness is what's important. Similarly, when there's a fight between a family member, we fail to see each other's side because it's my happiness that I'm after. And so you see is that this idea that happens naturally. Naturally, you should get a job that makes you happy. Naturally, you should eat what makes you happy. Naturally, you should go to school and pursue a degree that makes you happy. But that translation of it in my everyday life makes us very selfish, right? And eventually, without a doubt, if I don't curtail that selfishness for the greater good, eventually there will come a time, for sure, where when God's commands contradict my happiness, I will go against God's commands. You understand how it happened? So God says music is not good, but music makes me happy, Ya Allah, and so I will listen to music, right? Dressing a certain way, Allah says, I want you to dress us, but this way makes me happy, Ya Allah, and so I will be at odds with the commands of Allah. And you see how it started so innocently. Your happiness equals you're happy. Now that translates into a bit of selfishness. Eventually, that selfishness will happen with what God wants. And that's how Shaitan gets us eventually. But it starts with that first level of self-centeredness. And so what we have to realize is that I have to fight off this notion that my happiness revolves the universe. Right? So it's not, you know, like it's not the universe revolves and my happiness falls. No, my happiness revolves. And so this is one of the tricks of Shaitan that we have to be very mindful of. And again, it kind of overtakes us from the time that we are children, and it just continues as we get older.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar, Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين شاكر ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.